So I'm just... I've been rereading Sylvia Plath's diaries. Aged 18. I have to say, she's taking herself mighty seriously. Does that surprise you, Ben?
There's a lot to take.
There's a lot to take.
That's what I will say. I think she's merely approaching the material with the reverence it requires.
She's in a strawberry field quite a lot in one of his entries. There's lots of mentioning of strawberry runners.
I think they're all metaphors for something else.
I think they might be, Ben. I've also forgotten how much sex there is in Sylvia Plath's diaries.
Well, that's what I was getting at. But...
My goodness!
X-rated. Not much of it seems to really be happening.
Lot of talk.
I'm not sure the men involved would recognise the sexual dimension.
A lot of framing of her as a sexual goddess.
Yes.
Preparing to go out.
Yes.
Lots of ideas of men floating around.
Yes.
Lots of preparation for sexual pleasure.
They are much more interesting than the level of ideas, Sally. I'm just going to put that out there. But no, you're quite right, yes.
But yes, she is... She's a remarkably earnest and serious-minded 18-year-old.
Do you think that's a note of self-parody? Because do you know what? I actually don't.
No, I think not. Sadly, so I'm looking for
so
it.
One of the things that's interesting about this is the range of reading possibilities,
yes,
that the text makes available to us is far in excess of anything that the author intends. So she has no idea that... I actually can't remember what I meant by that, really. Only to say that she has no idea how funny she's being.
I think we need to hear some of her, don't we?
Okay, fine.
This is your moment, Ben.
Okay, it's my moment.
It's your moment.
I don't understand why I have to ventriloquise the bit where she lusts after an available man.
Emile.
You've also got your hand in the way of the camera now.
Called Emile.
It's filming your hair. It's filming the back of your boat, which is very nice.
Aww.
But it's not filming me. Is that what you're aiming for?
No.
Okay, right. I don't know why you're aiming at. Can you see me?
I can.
All right.
Let's
why
hear
am
Sylvia.
I doing this?
Let's hear Sylvia.
Emile. I can't believe you're making me do all this on my own. You could do some of this. I think there are bits of it you should do. I'm afraid you're going to have to say the sentence, I know I'm in for an evening of it.
Why don't we call and response?
Call and response, okay. This is definitely a good use of the viewer's time. I just want anyone who's watching to know this is very worthwhile. Emile.
There it is, his name.
What can I say?
I can say he called for me at 9 Saturday night, that I was still weak from having 2 wisdom teeth out that morning.
You have to do that, Pip, because that's also a major feature in your own life.
I know.
I can say that we went on a double date dancing at 10 Acres, I drank 5 glasses in the course of the evening to the bottom of sparkling, tawny ginger ale, while the others drank beer. Why is she so obsessed with...
Tawny. I like tawny ginger ale.
I know. Why is she so obsessed with that kind of detail? Yeah. She's got a compulsive relationship with details.
She does.
Okay.
But that's not it.
Not at all.
This is how it was.
I dressed slowly, smoothing, perfuming, powdering.
Now, those ings we're hearing.
I wanted them. I wanted to take that
sentence. Those ings. I think she's copying Virginia Woolf there.
I think for her sexuality might be slightly stuck in the gerund, to be honest. I don't think it ever reaches towards the subject-object relation. I sat upstairs in the moist... Oh my God, this is dreadful. I sat upstairs in the moist grey twilight with the rain trickling down outside while the family talked and laughed with company down on the porch.
That is very reminiscent of The Heart is a Lonely Hunter by Carson McCullers. Actually.
You really mean that, don't
I
you?
I really mean that.
Okay.
But she is herself being terribly serious
by
about herself.
By the way, I think we should be turning the camera around by this point. I don't think that should be so. We need to share and share alike.
Okay. She's being very serious about herself in atmosphere, which is very Sylvia Plath in her diaries.
That's
she
quite...
takes the idea of atmosphere
that's
to the end.
Right, isn't
to
it?
The end.
Yeah, that's absolutely to the absolute limit.
And then we have a character about to emerge.
You go for it.
This is, I thought, the American Virgin. Dressed to seduce.
You've got to keep going.
I know I'm in for an evening of sexual pleasure.
I don't think that's the tone. I think the tone's more bored. We go on dates, we play around, and if we're nice girls, we demur at a certain point. Interesting. So she's
demure.
That's demur, isn't it? Demur,
yeah.
Demur is working together there.
Yeah, lovely.
Check my close reading. And so it goes.
We walked into the bar and sat down 2 by 2.
He and I had the initial strangeness to rub off.
we began to talk about the funeral he went to this morning. Plath and Death.
Yeah, it's always
there. Here we go,
there.
straight in there. About his 20-year-old cousin who broke his back and is paralysed for life. About his sister who died of pneumonia 12 years.
Good Lord, we're morbid tonight, he shouted. I made him Harold Bloom without making an introduction.
Poor me.
And then, you know something I've always liked? I mean, wanted to like. Dark eyes. And blonde hair. No, we're just doing a little... You don't quite fit his type, I'm afraid.
So we talked about little things. How words lose their meaning when you repeat them over and over. How all people of the Negro race look alike until you get to know them individually.
Local colour?
Oops.
It's good to know that she doesn't feel racist about that.
It's a bit 1950s. How we always like the age we were at best.
I pity worry.
He said, nodding at the other boy.
He's 22, out of Amherst, and he has to work the rest of his life. When I figure only 2 more years of college.
I know, I've always dreaded birthdays.
You don't, today is mine. You don't look as young as you are. We're not dwelling on that.
No, it's nothing we've got. I don't see, I said, how people stand being old. Your insides all dry up. When you're young, you're so self-reliant, you don't even need much religion.
Sidebar, this is Sylvia Plath at, you know, one of her early experiments in creating a novel in which nobody is remotely likeable, which is, she's incredibly successful at In the Bell Jar,
yes,
where there isn't a single person you can sympathise with at all, they all seem dreadful, and yet in that book it somehow works.
Yeah.
You're not by any chance a Catholic, he asked, as if it was quite unlikely.
No, you?
Yes.
He said it very low.